Albert, if you're not there, where is he, sir?
About 10 formal notifications to whosoever it might concern. It has come to my notice that certain persons is slanderizing my name. These persons is known.
Mrs. Jopley and Mrs. Jeffrey.
These persons is known, if you does not mind. And if time does not stop, legal action will be took forthwith. Anyone what says anything about me will get one of these.
Yes, that ought to put a stop to their gallop, Mrs. Hobbs. Will you put it under their door, will you?
No, I won't. They could swear black was blue then that they never got it. I'll hand it to them all personal, Mrs. Butterboy, in front of a reputed witness.
I see, Mrs. Hobbs, and who will that be?
You.
Ah.
Oh, well, I'll get me up now and go up the street with you. I just want to see anyone what says one thing about my family, and they'll get one of these quick and lively. It's as good as a summons, you know.
And see, Mrs. Hobbs, that's all right there, native, and it works out cheap, too.
As good as a summons. Once I give them one of these in front of a witness, I can take them to court and sue them, and take every penny what they've got, and they ain't got no defense. Oh, them two don't know what a shock they're going to get. Mrs. Jopley, I means, of course. Mrs. Jopley and Mrs. Jeffries. They'll be up the street, I suppose.
I'm only saying, Mrs. Jopley, I can't understand you buying Mrs. Hobbs a Christmas present. It's got me beat.
Yes, it has you beat, Mrs. Jeffries, because you are a fool.
Oh, I don't know about being a fool. I wouldn't be fool enough to buy her Christmas boxes anyhow. And another thing, Mrs. Jopley, when Mr. Bundle goes off at me for talking about Mrs. Hobbs and her family, you sticks up for him and you goes off at me too.
Naturally I did, Mrs. Jeffries. Since Mr. Bundle took that attitude, I availed myself of the opportunity to side with him. You heard what he said. How noble it was of me.
Oh, you never meant it, really. You only done it to get sweet with Mr. Bundle.
We have already discussed the fact that next year is leap year, and, well, that is all. I wish Mr. Bundle to think me as perfect as possible, and of course, my poor dear husband always used to say, I was as near a perfect woman as anyone could be.
Yes, I suppose so, Mrs. Jopley. He's got funny ideas, Mr. Bundle has. He can't see no wrong in no one, even Mrs. Hobbs. How will you propose to him, Mrs. Jopley, when it gets to leap year? Will you just go up to him and say, will you marry me?
You may safely leave that to me, Mrs. Jeffries. I think it will make a wonderful impression on him when he knows that I've bought Mrs. Hobbs a Christmas box. Look.
Huh? What?
Along there. Isn't that Mrs. Hobbs now and Mrs. Bottomley?
Let me see. Yes. That's them all right, Mrs. Jopley. Come on, we'll keep walking towards them. It's them all right, Mrs. Hobbs and Mrs. Bottomley. I know them two anywhere.
Yes, Mrs. Hobbs, my eyes is better than yours, and it's them all right, Mrs. Jopley and Mrs. Jeffries. We'll bump into them soon. Have you got your papers ready?
In me bag here, to whosoever it might concern. It'll frighten the daylights out of the both of them.
Oh, well, here they are, Mrs. Hobbs, so have your warnings ready. Here they are.
Yes, I'll just tell them what I think, and then whip this warning into them. Oh, how does you do, Mrs. Adelaide Jopley and Mrs. Florence Jeffries?
None the better for your asking.
No, you don't look none the better neither. Well, my good women, I might say I have something to say to you about. It has come to my ears, my good women.
Listen, don't you keep calling us good women. I won't have it, for one.
No, it might surprise you to know what you will have before you is very much older. Mightn't it, Mrs. Butterley?
Yes, Mrs. Hobbs.
Yes. It has come to my knowing that certain lies is being told about me by you, Mrs. Jeffries, and you, Mrs. Jeffrey. And my heavens, if I just say it myself, the two women what I know what is the most least entitled to talk. I can go back into your history, Mrs. Florence Coldust Jeffries, and your history, Mrs. Adelaide's husband, Snatcher Jeffries.
You look here now.
Silence, Mrs. Jeffries. My dear Mrs. Hobbs.
I can go back into both of your histories, I can. I can, yes, you're here, I. What did you say?
My dear Mrs. Hobbs, I was going to say how fortunate that we met you, seeing that I have something for you. Oh, just a little gift in keeping with the season. Perhaps I could give it to you now. There's a suitably inscribed card inside. I wrote it out in the shop. And may I give you the parcel now, Mrs. Hobbs, and wish you a very, very, very happy Christmas indeed.
What's in it?
A pair of slippers, Mrs. Hobbs. Quite expensive ones, I assure you. And could I say, if I hear of anyone saying anything against you, I shall champion you. Will you take the parcel now?
It's very good of you, Mrs. Tapley.
Oh, not at all. I'm sure you'll like them. They're really very dainty. Quite the most expensive presents I've bought for anyone this year.
Oh, dear, howdy, Ellen. I've got nothing to give you yet, Mrs. Tapley.
You've got the warning, Mrs. Tapley.
Oh, yes, I've got the warning.
The warning to whom it might be concerned.
Nothing of the sort, Mrs. Butterley. That is for others. Not for the likes of Mrs. Tapley. Oh, I might say, has always been very fair. Yes, oh, is there only the slippers in here, Mrs. Japley, or is there something else?
Well, only the slippers are there, Mrs. Obbs. However, there may be some other little thing that I may come across. Something else for you, or something for Blossom, perhaps.
Yes, that's a very good idea. I did mean, of course, to get something for you, too. Only what with one thing and another, I left it a little bit late. I might have it for the new year now. You know, I think it's real nice to give a New Year gift, don't you? It ain't common like giving them at Christmas. Oh, dear, this has made me very, very happy, Mrs. Japley.
I hope that you will always be very happy, Mrs. Olds. Now, I suppose I shall be seeing you again, but all the same, Merry Christmas, Mrs. Olds. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Bottomley.
Ah, Mrs. Japley, same to you.
And the same to you, too, Mrs. Japley.
Thank you, Mrs. Olds. Mr. Jeffries, don't stand over there. Come and say Merry Christmas to Mrs. Hobbs and Mrs. Buttonley.
Hear
me, don't you?
Oh, all right. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Mrs. Jeffries.
Now, we must be on our way. Goodbye, Mrs. Hobbs, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Now, ain't that lovely, Mrs. Butterley? It just shows there's good in everyone.
What about the warning she was going to give them?
Oh, don't be silly, Mrs. Butterley. You don't want to go on like that at Christmas. It's Christmas, Mrs. Butterley. Christmas is coming. The ducks is getting fat.
Please put a penny in the blind man's ear.
If you ain't got a penny, your halfpenny will do.
If you ain't got an halfpenny, then let me help you. I suppose it makes a difference, Mrs. Hobbs, Christmas being in the air. There's Mrs. Wheeler over there. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Wheeler, if I don't see you again. Merry Christmas. It's in the air, all right.
Well, it don't look as if there'll be much doing for us now, Harvey. After all, it's Christmas Eve, you know.
Yeah, it might be Christmas Eve to some, son, but it's only Thursday the 24th to me. Christmas Eve don't mean much when you ain't got no dough. What sort of week we had?
I got it here, Harvey. Only fair, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Christmas Eve today and Christmas Day tomorrow and the drought on it out, joint. She's going to be a dry, dry Christmas, son.
Well, Alfie, I thought about that, you see. On the quiet, you know, I've been putting away a few dinners now and again, trying to get the bank together to go in for the dealing. I got about £6.
Yeah, what's the... Eh?
Yeah, it was for the bank to start dealing, but after all, it's Christmas, Alfie, ain't it?
Yeah, I'll say it is.
Yeah, it's my dough, of course, but after all, you know, you got your missus to think about, and I ain't got no one except myself. So I was thinking to myself, I'll give us both a bonus of £3, pull it to the dealing, eh?
Yeah, I'll say, son. Christmas comes but once a year, and blimey, what's the good of having dough if you can't use it to enjoy Christmas? You know, that extra £3 will make all the difference. I might even buy Liz something. You got it there?
Yes, Alfie. As a matter of fact, I got it in the envelope with your ordinary dough in. Here you are, Alfie. And Merry Christmas, old
man. Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dickie. Same to you. Oh, blimey. It just shows, you see, a man never knows what's around the corner. And talking about the corner, we might as well shove the truck away now and get down the corner, don't you reckon? You know, Christmas Eve.
Might as well, Alfie. Who wants to worry about anything at Christmas anyhow? Hello, look who's here. Hello there, Mr. Bundler.
Greetings, Mr. Barton. Greetings, Mr. Nobbs. Christmas greetings, could I say?
Yeah.
Dear.
Same deal. We're just going to shove the truck away for Christmas now, Mr. Bundler.
Well, I shall not detain you, gentlemen. I have quite a big night before me tonight. The Christmas Eve function at the Boys Club. Dear me, you'd both be welcome there, you know.
Yeah, but we got arrangements made for tonight, as a matter of fact, Mr. Mandel. Thanks all the same, and wish the boys a Merry Christmas for me, though, won't you?
Thank you, Mr. Dobbs, thank you. And I intend calling on Mrs. Dobbs to ask her if she and you would join a few friends at my flat tomorrow night. Christmas night. You too, Mr. Bart.
I'll be in that, Mr. Bart.
Yeah, me and Liz, too. We ain't got much time now, though, Mr. Bundle. There's liable to be a bit of a rush, seeing it's Christmas Eve, so
Well, I expect to see you tomorrow night, then, gentlemen.
Okay.
Christmas Eve once again. Dear, dear me. Christmas Eve.
And is that how it came to be Christmas, Auntie Lizzie?
Yes, Blossom, my love. Didn't you ever hear the story of that before?
Oh, yes, Auntie Lizzie. But I like to hear it again because I love it. Gosh, but I do love Christmas, Auntie Lizzie.
Yes, it's a real lovely time, especially for little boys and girls. It's their time, really. Oh, and you're sleepy too, ain't you?
I think I am, Auntie Lizzie. Is Uncle Alfred asleep?
Yes, my love. He come in and went straight to bed tonight. He never wanted no tea. Anyhow, your stocking's hanging up out in the kitchen. And you have to go to sleep or Father Christmas mightn't come.
Auntie Lizzie, why doesn't he come if you're not asleep?
Oh, well, because little girls and boys is supposed to be asleep early, you see. Now go on, my love. You close your eyes and go to sleep, and I'll sit here till you do.
All right, Auntie Lizzie. Auntie Lizzie, I do love you. But I wish my mummy and daddy were here, though.
Oh, well, they'll be having Christmas Eve up where they're working. They'll be thinking of you, though, I bet. And I bet they'd give Father Christmas something to give you, too. And I bet you'll find it out by your stocking in the morning. Now go on, my little pet. You go to sleep.
Yes, Auntie Lizzie. And I hope my mummy and daddy are really having a lovely Christmas wherever they are. Auntie Lizzie, do they really ring the bells at the big church on Christmas Eve?
Yes, my pet. Now, you'll just close your eyes, and you'll hear them any minute now. The Christmas bells ring in for Christmas. What is it? What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens. What's that?
Oh, man.
Oh, is it you, Alfred? I woke up and I wondered where I was. Merry Christmas, Alfred.
Merry Christmas. Oh, me head. Don't talk. This goes right to me head. Oh.
Well, I can't understand you sometimes, Alfred. You come home last night and you go straight to bed. You won't have no tea after I spend hours cooking it, mind
you. I told you, Liz, don't talk. For the love of Mike, it goes right through me head. Just make us a cup of strong black tea, will you, Liz? Strong, go on.
Oh, well, I'll get up and do that and see if Blossom's up to see what Father Christmas left her.
Yeah. Hey, listen, is any of them dog conditioned powders left, Liz?
Not that I know of.
Oh, well, just bring in a cup of water first and some bicarb, will you?
Well, I don't think there ain't none of that neither.
Oh, blimey. Well, a cup of strong black tea going, listen, you please.
Well, I'm just trying to get these slippers on what Mrs. Jupley gave me for Christmas. They are lovely slippers. Real nice to look at and real comfortable. If I could get them on. Only they're about 3 or 4 sizes too small. I might be able to slip them down the back and fit them on.
Oh, Liz, please stop talking when you don't know what my head is like.
Oh, well, I dare say it's your own fault, Alfred. And I wouldn't be surprised if Father Christmas has left you something, too, on the kitchen table, such as 2 ounces of tobacco and a packet of fibers.
Liz, please stop talking when you don't know what my head's like.
Oh, well, I'm going now, Alfred. I think I does hear Blossom up.
Goody.
Oh, yes, I think so. Merry Christmas, Blossom, my pet.
Oh, hello, Auntie Lizzie. A Merry Christmas to you, too. Look at the lovely stocking Father Christmas left me.
Yes, 2 and 6. It would be about 2 and 6. Oh, and a picture book.
Yes. Oh, gosh, I'm lucky, aren't I, Auntie Lizzie? And look, this is tobacco for Uncle Alfred. Auntie Lizzie? Didn't Father Christmas leave you anything?
Well, he don't seem to have, does he?
No, Auntie Lizzie. Oh, haven't you been a good girl this year?
Oh, I should say I've been a very... Oh, yes, I have. But He knows I don't want nothing, I suppose, because I got your Uncle Alfred, ain't I? And I got you.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter about Father Christmas, Auntie Lizzie, because I've got you something.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. What's that?
It's a hanky, Auntie Lizzie. It was all I could save up to get. And you know what? I got Uncle Alfred 4 boxes of matches because he's always growling about there being no matches, isn't he? He's just like my daddy when he's home.
Well, now, that's real lovely of you, Blossom. And this is the most beautiful stanky what I ever had. Oh, dear, oh, dear. What's that?
Oh, wait a minute. Look, I just got it out of the stocking. It's a trumpet, I think. Oh, listen, wait a minute. Goody, goody, goody. You know what? I've always wanted a trumpet.
Oh, well, I'm not going to make a cup of tea for your Uncle Alfred now. You're going, Blossom. Go on and wish him a Merry Christmas.
Oh, all right, Auntie Lizzie. Oh, is that you, Uncle Alfred? Oh, gosh, there you are.
Oh, man.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Uncle Alfred. Look at the lovely trumpet that I got in my stocking. Oh. You listen to it, it's goody.
Oh, Blimey, stop it, will you? Stop it, me head, I tell you. Oh, stop it.
I'm awfully sorry, Uncle Alfred.
Oh, me head, me poor head. Blimey, me poor head.
Now you take that off your sister again, Reginald, and I'll box your ears for you when I'm done me front, so don't forget. No signs of Missy's up yet? Oh, there she comes out. Now I better go over. Merry Christmas, Missy's up.
Merry Christmas, my love.
There's Mrs. Uckle out too. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Uckle. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Johnson. Hello, Missy's up.
Oh, good morning, my sweet. I suppose Father Christmas come to your children last night.
Oh, yes, Missy Johnson, there's been nothing but fights ever since. It's wore me nerves to a frazzle already. Good job my mother went out real early.
Where did he go?
Oh, I couldn't say, Missy Johnson. Round to some of his mates' place, I suppose. He never says where to me. All he said was he'd be home for Christmas dinner at 12 o'clock sharp and had better be ready or else.
Oh, and what does he mean by or else?
I'll find that out, Missy Johnson, if it ain't ready on the dot. Anyhow, he's gone out, and that's a great relief.
Now, and did he give you a Christmas box?
Oh, no, Missy Jones. My mother, we don't do that sort of thing. I will say this for him. When he told me to get up and get his breakfast, he just told me he never kicked me up like he would any other morning. Did your obs give you anything?
Not as yet, Mrs. Butterley. He likes to do that when we are on our own. I'll get it later on, I dare say. Oh, there's Mrs. Jopley and Mrs. Jeffries outside Mrs. Jopley.
Yes. I was thinking of yesterday, Mrs. Up, especially Mrs. Jopley. She was real nice as pie, wasn't she?
Oh, well, it's Christmas, my love. And you've got to forget animosities.
Oh, that wouldn't be hard for me, Mrs. Up. I don't think I ever heard her name before.
No, but you still got to forget. I never heard whose name.
This animosity.
Oh, let it go, my love. We don't want to go into one of them things again. Not on Christmas Day. Here's Mrs. Jopley and Mrs. Jeffries coming down here.
Oh, yeah.
We just came down to wish you a Merry Christmas, Mrs. Obbs, and a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Bottomley.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Jopley, and to you, Mrs. Jeffries.
A Merry Christmas to you, Obbsy, I suppose. I can't help eating the sod of you sometimes, but I don't suppose you can help.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, Mrs. Jeffries, thank you. Oh, them slippers you give me yesterday was lovely, Mrs. Jopley. The teeniest scratch and too small, but, well, we're in now, that's.
Is Nicky Mark, Mrs. Up?
Ah, the bevy of beauty. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Mr.
Mark. Well, I was only thinking of myself as I was coming along. Another Christmas day and a man still managed to keep out of the workhouse. I popped round to see my Alfie, Mrs. Up.
Oh, well, you'll find him still in bed with a pot of tea on the chair beside him. The front door's open. You can go in if you like.
Okay, Mrs. Obbs. I'll see you all later, eh?
And no doubt, Mrs. Obbs, we shall be seeing you and Mrs. Bottomley at Mr. Butler's place tonight.
Ah, well, yes, we'll all be there. And my Obbs and Dickie Bart, too. I'll try and manage to get my Obbs to recitate one of his recitations. You ain't never heard my Obbs recitating.
Well, we've heard him all right, don't you worry.
Oh, he's very good at it, of course. But the trouble is, it's so hard to get him started.
Yes, but he's like the rest of them. Once he does get started, it's a lot harder to get him stopped. Oh, well, you can make allowances at Christmas, I suppose.
We shall probably hear Mr. Hobbs tonight, then, Mrs. Hobbs, at Mr. Mandel's.
Yes, and it should ought to be a very good night tonight at Mr. Mandel's place. A real good night.
And the lifeblood was ebbing away. So close to me heart, I yelled her, and I pillowed her head on me breast. And me tears fell fast as she breathed the last. Me girl of the golden west.
Well, well, excellent, excellent.
That was real lovely, Alfred. Ah, but it was real sad, too. Don't you think so, Mr. Bandle?
Well, it was really most entertaining, Mrs. Hobbs, indeed, so. Dear, dear me. You know, one is really surprised at the amount of talent, could I say, to be found among one's friends. Dear me.
My Jeffries used to do it one time. I've heard my Jeffries at Christmas.
Oh, excuse me a minute, Mrs. Jeffries. Is Blossom still asleep, by the way?
Blossom is still asleep on my bed, Mrs. Hobbs.
Oh, well, it's a pity she never heard. I don't think she's ever heard her Uncle Alfred recitate. I says encore, Alfred. Who else says encore?
Oh, well, now you've got a man on the go, I suppose.
Oh, why, Tom? That was his third encore, then. You can have too much of a good thing, you know. Can't you, Mrs. Jeffries?
I love to see people enjoying themselves, Mrs. Jeffries. That makes me so happy, Mr. Bundle.
Well, dear me.
I like that, Mr. Bundle. My greatest happiness comes from seeing others happy. So, if Mr. Hobbs is enjoying himself...
Oh, it's all right for him, but what about us? We got listened to
it. I was thinking, I don't know if I can remember all of the last ride of the Lone Ranger. It's got 46 verses, you see.
Well, we don't want it.
Well, I suppose we does want it.
Now, wait on, Alfie. What about the singer-songer sixpence?
Oh, blimey, I forgot that. Yeah, okay.
That's nice and short.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the next song will be a dance recited by Mr. Alfred Hobbs, the well-known Chinese impersonator. Mr. Hobbs, or to give him his Chinese name, Ah Poo, has performed this before the royal family. The Duke of Edinburgh, the Prince of Wales, the Wharf Labourers' Arms, and all well-known and famous hotels. When he recited it at the Building Trade Smokehouse, he is presented with a brick house, a brick at a time. Over their head. Well, it don't matter. And Mr. Alfred Hobbs in his well-known Chinese folk song, Sing a Song of Sixpence.
Singy songy stick a pants, blocky mochy lie. Doesn't do blacky birdie cookie any pie. When I'm cut it upside, birdie bobbery sing. Him me thinking nice dishes ready for the king. Cling in the tucky loom, county mochy money. Queenie in the kitchen, choo-choo bloody honey. Seven girlie shaky, hangy washy clothes. Chip-chop coming blacky birdie, nippy off his nose. Hola! I got fun.
Well, I'll have a go at the last ride of the Lone Ranger, if you like. I suppose I remember most of it.
Now, wait on, Alfie, wait on. Mr. Jumpley's got the glasses filled. He's yours. Okay. Everybody got one?
Oh, yes.
Well, here's to Christmas, Mr. Bundle.
Oh, indeed, yes, Mr. Bart.
I think as we are at your place, Mr. Bundle, you should propose a toast.
Oh, really? Well, I can only say, my friend...
Yeah, he knows us too well to call us ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I know you all too well to call you anything but my friends, Mr. Hobbs. I think if there must be a toast, it should be a toast to our friends, both far and near. Christmas, I think, is a time when old friends foregather and new friends should be made.
Here, here. Yeah,
thank you. Well, I only hope there will come a Christmas before long when there really will be peace on earth and goodwill to all men. And I ask you all not to forget what Christmas really means. Well, to all our friends everywhere,
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.